This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 9. The author. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 3. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah, who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, 'The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people.' Indeed, beginning with Samuel, all the prophets who have spoken have foretold these days. And you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, 'Through your offspring all people on earth will be blessed.' When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways." There seem to be two views of life. In one view, I create my own future. After all, as the English poet W.E. Henley wrote, "I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." So, in that view, I'm the author of my life. Our society today often teaches this by saying, "Believe in yourself. You can be anyone you want to be." The second view of life is to recognize that someone else is writing the story of my life. Peter, in Acts 3, indicts the crowd in Jerusalem for killing the true author of life, Jesus Christ. In Colossians 1:16 and 17, we read, "All things have been created through Jesus and for him, and in him all things hold together." One way that we try to be like God is by attempting to write our own story. And when we do that, we too are killing the author of life. Peter urges his hearers to repent so that their sins may be wiped out and times of refreshing may come from the Lord. In John 10:10, we hear Jesus say, "I've come that they may have life and have it to the full." Surely the one who created all things has everything to make us thrive. He desires to write the next chapters of our lives. What a blessing. Pray with me. Forgive us, Lord, for wanting to be the authors of our own lives. Please write the next chapters of our life journey with you as our Lord and Savior guiding us. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.